speaking at a panel discussion on local governance and constitutionalism in Zimbabwe at the International Republic Institute, or IRI, in Washington, D.C., Douglas Coltart, Zimbabwean human rights lawyer and Uhuru Fellow with IRI, Brian Sims, IRI Africa Program Officer, and Caroline Trigg, Director of Target Research, which conducted the poll, unpacked the findings of their year-long survey. The survey revealed that apart from struggling to participate in decision-making and community discussions, the majority of respondents said they do not understand the content or how Zimbabwe's new constitution applies to their lives. Coltart pointed out that only 63% know how to participate in community forums.
We see a significant drop-off when it comes to whether people know how to participate in discussions of decision-making, and an even more significant drop-off when it comes to whether they actually have participated in these discussions, especially of urban respondents saying that they have never done so.
He added, somewhat surprisingly, though encouraging, that Zimbabweans still view voting in the country as a way to participate in decision-making.
So notwithstanding the problems with Zimbabwe's previous elections, people still do have faith in the electoral system. But perhaps unsurprisingly, given global trends, people who were more educated, those who had finished a university degree, were less likely to agree with that.
On the new constitution, which was adopted in 2013 after a national referendum, Brian Sims revealed that although 70% of respondents were aware of the new constitution, only 28%, or one-fifth of the respondents, had been educated on the values and contents of the constitution.
Awareness was positively correlated to educational level. So folks that had university degrees, the awareness level was around 91%. And those that had no education or only partial primary school education, awareness was a low 58%.
He said indications are that the constitution was highly discussed at places of work, and Zimbabweans who had never had a job but were less aware of the provisions of the country's supreme law. Sims said that 11% of the respondents cited civil society organizations as a source of creating awareness about the Constitution, although they played a major role in the crafting and adoption of the Constitution.
One of the things that we discussed when we were in Zimbabwe was that there's a possibility that civil society actually played a great role in terms of educating family and friends, having radio programs, producing posters or pamphlets.
Sharon Wekwete, a Zimbabwean and Herbert Humphrey Fellowship Fellow, said the information presented during the panel can help stakeholders form a more informed position on governance and constitutionalism. She said it would be important that this information can be sent back to these particular stakeholders.
My own personal thinking is perhaps it's a question of how the question was actually worded. Perhaps things got lost in translation, because I know there are quite a lot of efforts made to publicize the whole constitution-making process. But if that is really the situation, it is shocking, and we need to address that quite urgently.
Wekwete pointed out that some of the findings, including those that touched on gender, showed progressive changes in the way Zimbabweans view governance and gender issues.
The response to the question about whether it would matter if we had a female president or not, you know, it was more or less 50-50. And I'm surprised that we've actually reached that level of development where it's no longer an issue about is the candidate male or female. It's about what do you bring to the table and what do you offer. So I think that's quite progressive, and that's encouraging.
Coltart further noted the audience's question on the impact of the Constitution in people's lives and the challenges facing its full implementation in the country.
Implementation of the Constitution is one of the biggest issues that we are facing now in Zimbabwe. So we have this piece of paper, but there's very little political will for the implementation of it. There are something like 200 pieces of subsidiary legislation which need to be brought into line with the Constitution, which have not been, and Parliament is not doing very much at all to do that. And that certainly hamstrings the real impact of the Constitution.
The research survey was designed by IRI in cooperation with a local Zimbabwean marketing and research firm, Target Research, which conducted face-to-face interviews from December 20th, 2014 to January 23rd, 2015. respondents were a random, nationally representative sample of 1,215 Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.